Chapter 25. We stayed outside in the garden for a long time. We didn't talk about the murders. Instead, Sophia talked fondly about Nanny, the games they had played with her, and the stories she had told them. I think this made Sophia feel better. I wondered what Taverner was doing. More policemen had arrived, and Nanny's body had been taken away. At last, it was almost dark. "We should go inside," said Sophia, with a shiver. "Aunt Edith and Josephine haven't come back yet. Surely they should be back by now." I felt uneasy. What had happened to them? We went inside and had tea with Magda. Philip stayed in the library. Magda didn't speak much, except to ask, "Where are Edith and Josephine? They're out very late." I felt even more uneasy, so I went to speak to Taverner. "The police will let us know if there's any news," I told Sophia, who was alone in the room when I got back. "I'm worried, Charles," she said. "Something must have happened."
"It's not really late yet."
"She kissed me goodbye," said Sophia, with a strange expression on her face.
I didn't understand what she meant.
We sat there for a while, pretending to read.
It was 6:30 when Taverner opened the door, and his serious face warned us that something was wrong. "I'm sorry," he said. "I have bad news. We found Edith de Havilland's car at the bottom of the nearby stone quarry. Both people inside are dead. Killed immediately."
"Josephine!"
Magda was standing at the door. Her voice rose as she cried,
"Josephine! My baby!"
Sophia put her arms round her mother.
"Wait a moment," I said, as I remembered something. Edith de Havilland had not been carrying any letters when she got into the car.
I ran out to the hall and found the letters on the table, half hidden behind a vase. The first letter was addressed to Chief Inspector Taverner, and I stood beside him as he read it.
"When you read this letter, I expect I will be dead. I wish to accept full responsibility for the deaths of Nanny and my brother-in-law, Aristide Leonides. I swear that Brenda Leonides and Lawrence Brown are innocent. Dr. Chavas of 783 Harley Street will confirm that I have only a few more months to live. I prefer to end my life in this way and save two innocent people from being sent for trial for a murder they did not commit. Edith de Havilland."
Sophia, too, read the letter.
"Aunt Edith," she whispered. "But why Josephine? Why did she take Josephine with her?"
Then, at last, I saw everything clearly. I realized that I was still holding Edith's second letter in my hand. It was addressed to me. I tore the envelope open, and Josephine's little black notebook fell out. I opened it and saw the writing on the first page.
"We were wrong, Charles, weren't we?" Sophia whispered. "Aunt Edith didn't do it."
"No," I said. "She didn't."
"It was Josephine, wasn't it? It was Josephine."
Together, we looked down at the first page in the little black notebook.
"Today, I killed Grandfather."